Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Yep.
Which is why we keep our studio at a bone-chilling negative 37 degrees at all times.
It's not even so cold in here.
I went down to my car to get my puffer jacket
this morning.
Brooke has a military-grade snow jacket on right now.
It's not even a joke.
It's not because of all the tech and equipment we have in here. It's because we enjoy helping our listeners get revenge on their scumbag cheating exes in this segment called Busted.
We do it all for you.
That's right. We have some listeners on the phone ready to share their own stories of betrayal. So let's talk to Nikki. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Hey, so this happened a few years ago.
Okay.
My boyfriend at the time, he liked to go to Costco on his lunch break to get free samples.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Smart guy.
I get it. Everybody gets that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one day I had the day off, so I decided to go with him.
Uh-huh.
And when I walked up to the string cheese sample, the woman who was giving them out kept moving the tray away from me so that I couldn't take one.
Oh. Wow.
Oh. She's making work for it.
Right. So I called my boyfriend over, and when he walked over, she threw the whole tray at him.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Why?
So it came out that he was going to Costco to sample a little more than just the cheese.
Oh, no. He was hooking up with one of the sample people.
I didn't know that they offered that as a sample at Costco.
And they were like 99% of the time old ladies. So this is awesome.
Yeah.
How old was this person?
Oh, I mean, she was like the same age as me. You know, she was like within a normal age range,
I'm just saying, man. I'm jealous because I've tried to hit on the old ladies. They don't.
Dude, you'd always get like double samples if you were hooking up with them.
That's genius.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're not on his side. No.
That's right. I forgot. Right. Sorry.
All right, well, let's go to Brian. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so this was my girlfriend at the time, and we went out to drink at this bar, sort of a divey kind of place, but she set her purse up on the bar, and it tipped over.
Hmm.
So all this stuff, like, tumbles out of it, including a box of condoms that was open.
Whoa, she keeps a whole box in there?
Good for her. Be prepared.
And I'm like, we don't use those.
Oh,
we're in a monogamous relationship.
I don't even know.
Good
what those
for
are.
You, man.
Oh, that's not good.
So, you know, she gives me this story that her friend's actually cheating on her boyfriend, and she asked him to hold them for her.
Oh, yeah. What a good friend.
That's a terrible lie.
Yeah.
I know.
You don't do that all the time for your girlfriends who are cheating, Brooke?
Yeah. Oh, I have Brooks in my purse right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So you broke up with her then, or?
You know, we had been together for like 2 years, so I really desperately wanted to believe her, to be honest.
Yeah.
So then Valentine's Day comes, and then she says, oh, I just got a call that I got to go into work. It's like mandatory overtime for the holiday, because she worked at a hotel. So.
Okay.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah, that kind of checks out.
Yeah.
Right. So then I'm just calling her to check on her through the day to make sure, you know, she wasn't too sad about missing Valentine's Day. And she wouldn't answer. She wouldn't answer. She wouldn't answer. And the crazy thing is, I was a manager at the same hotel at the time.
No.
So I call her manager, and then I'm like, hey, where's so-and-so? And she was like, huh? She didn't work today.
Oh, no, buddy. On Valentine's Day?
Right, on Valentine's Day. And that's not the kicker. So I call her back again, and she finally picks up, and I can hear she's, like, riding along in the car, and she doesn't drive. So I'm like, where are you? And so I can hear a dude in the background, like, why don't you just tell him? Just tell him.
So did you finally break up with her, or did you still get another shot?
Yeah, I mean, we finally broke up because that was like the straw, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
man. Yeah, that's rough.
Brutal.
I mean, and her friend probably didn't even get her condoms that night.
I know. That's a good point. Let's talk to Kayla. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
So my boyfriend at the time, we lived together.
Uh-oh.
And so he always did the laundry.
Uh-huh.
And one day I went to take out the laundry out of the dryer, and I noticed that the whites were now pink.
Uh-huh.
So I found this piece of red lingerie that wasn't mine in the whites.
And obviously cheap lingerie if it's bleeding like that.
I know my lingerie never bleeds.
Yeah.
So I confronted him, and he told me that he bought it for me.
Oh, yeah, he's just going to wash it first.
Washing it?
You know how good men are about that stuff.
Well, he's the laundry guy in their house, so he would know.
You don't give it to someone after you wash it, Jeffrey. Then it looks like you're getting used lingerie. You give it to them when they still have the tags on it.
Okay.
Yes. And it was definitely not mine because I tried to put it on and it did not fit me.
Oh, oh my God.
Were you just trying to prove your point at that point? You want to see? You want to see if it's mine?
Yeah, I was like, okay, clearly you know my size and this is not my size.
Yeah.
So then he changed his story and he told me that it was actually for himself.
Hopefully it was big on you and not too small.
Yeah.
It was. It was.
Okay.
Okay.
So you put it on. Let's see it on you. Let's see if it fits.
Exactly. That's what I did. I was like, try it on. Let's see it.
Men cannot figure out the straps on this.
Yeah.
There's no way.
What side's the front?
Isn't it just the same? Isn't there just two holes?
No.
Not the crease.
No. Oh, really?
It's very complicated. And he did not know what he was doing. It did not fit him.
Oh, man.
Did he finally come clean?
So he tells me a new story is that it's our housekeepers.
Ah.
Oh, my gosh. Dude. Hold on. Now I remember. Now
you
I really
a housekeeper?
Remember.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. And I asked her, and it turns out that it was hers.
What?
But she starts crying and admitted that she had hooked up with my boyfriend.
Oh, that took a lot of twists and turns.
Yeah.
It was like a Goldilocks and the Three Bears situation. Yeah. Like, this is too small. This is too big.
Yes.
If it's just right. Yeah.
And I'm kicking you out of the house.
Yeah.
Exactly. Needless to say, we do not live together anymore.
Yeah.
Well. Nobody. He probably still has a clean house.
Yeah. Hit up our text board at 78592. If you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating, you could be on the next edition of Busted. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.